Tin by Padraig Kenny. Read by Christopher Ashman. Back in the truck, Jack took off the brown wig, reached under his seat, took his usual ginger hair out, and fixed it back on his head. Once he was happy it was in place, he wriggled a little, shoved his hand under one of his legs, and frowned. "I think I've dented my bum!" This made Christopher snort with laughter. Jack joined in. The two of them giggled while Absalom wrestled with the steering wheel as he violently pulled the truck onto the road. The two boys were still giggling. Absalom couldn't take it anymore. "And you," he snarled, turning to Christopher, who stopped giggling abruptly.
"Me? What did I do?"
"Nothing. That's what you did. Nothing."
"What was I supposed to do?"
"What I trained you to do. Assist me in making a sale. That's what. Do some patter, add in observations, make grand claims for the merchandise."
"His name is Jack," said Christopher.
He looked at Absalom. Their eyes locked. They would have continued that way if Jack hadn't interrupted and pointed out something rather more pertinent.
"Mr. Absalom, the road!"
Absalom whipped his head round just in time to turn the wheel and stop them careering into a ditch. He swore, and they continued their journey through the dark, the agonized swish and groan of the wipers counterpointed by Absalom's muttering. The mounds of scrap in the junkyard were disappearing under layers of snow when they arrived back, and Round Rob was waiting for them just outside Absalom's shed come office. He still looked as frightened as when they'd left a couple of hours ago, but when he spied Jack in the passenger seat, the look on his face turned to one of relief. Manda was also with Rob, holding his hand. Her teddy bear was hanging from her other hand.
"He didn't sell you,"
Round Rob said to Jack as he waddled toward them as fast as he could. It was more a statement of relief than an observation. Jack shook his head. Rob smiled and rested a hand on his ample chest. Rob was shorter than Christopher, and he was round and squat. The trunk of his body was made from an old cooking pot. The one advantage Absalom found in his construction was that Rob could be hired out for proper children to roll him down hills at festivals and fetes. Christopher spotted the strands of fraying blonde hair that spilled over Rob's right eye, and he felt a strange pang of guilt. Manda ran to Christopher and hugged his leg. Christopher chuckled.
"We weren't gone that long, Mand."
"We were worried,"
said Manda, looking up at him. Her grin was as crooked as ever, and the brown curls on her head didn't sit quite right. Her left eye was also larger than the right, and her right leg was shorter than her left, a source of frustration for Christopher, who kept asking Absalom when he was going to get her a proper leg. Absalom would always fob him off with what he thought was a witty comment about it taking so long because he could never decide whether to get her a shorter left leg or a longer right leg. Then he'd deliver his trademark cackle, and Christopher would turn away in disgust.